This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has projected India as the land of biggest opportunities globally and promised the business sector facilitation reforms, a stable policy regime and high growth. Addressing the 80 World Leaders Forum, Mr. Modi asked investors to commit to innovation, performance, positive disruption and high-quality products. He said his dispensation has begun its third term with more determined intentions and is full of hope and confidence. The Prime Minister said while people in most countries that went to polls this year voted for a change, Indians preferred continuity, political stability and economic growth. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Addressing the ET World Leader Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said that more than 99% of all mobile phones used in India are being manufactured domestically. He said that this year Apple will manufacture its latest model in India. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, yesterday released the Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment, Bio E3 Policy 2024 in New Delhi. While addressing the media, Dr. Singh said that this policy will foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. He also added that it will have a significant impact on various sectors such as food, energy and health. A delegation comprising Muslim scholars and religious leaders met Union Minorities Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Joint Committee of Parliament JPC Chairperson Jagdambika Pal and extended their support to the proposals made in the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The delegation was led by Syed Nasiruddin Chishti, the chairman of All India Sufi Sajjad Danshin Council and successor to the spiritual head of Ajmer Dargah. The discussion centered around issues related to Muslims and the Waqf Amendment Bill presented recently in the Lok Sabha. During the deliberations with both Kiran Rijiju and Jagdambika Pal, the delegation submitted that the Waqf Board has been creating problems for Muslims across the country. Reposing its complete faith in the JPC, the delegation exuded confidence that the committee will give an ear to the problems mosques across the country have been facing due to the Waqf Board and welcome the necessary suggestions. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for isolated extremely heavy rainfall for Vidarbha, Telangana, Rayalaseema, interior and coastal Karnataka today. The weather agency predicted the same for West Madhya Pradesh and Marathwada. IMD forecast a heavy rainfall for Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat and North East states till Wednesday. Heavy rainfall is very likely over East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh till tomorrow. IMD said the cyclonic storm Asna will move west-southwestwards and weaken gradually into a depression over northwest Arabian Sea by tomorrow. United Arab Emirates has launched a sweeping two-month visa amnesty program offering a crucial opportunity for individuals residing illegally in the country to regularize their status or depart without penalties. The program comes into effect today. The amnesty does not apply to those who entered the country illegally. In a significant development amid ongoing conflict, Israel's military and Hamas have reached an agreement to implement three separate zone, three-day pauses in fighting across Gaza. The purpose of these pauses is to facilitate a crucial polio vaccination campaign for 6,40,000 children, according to a senior World Health Organization WHO official on Thursday. This agreement comes in the wake of alarming news that a 10-month-old baby in Gaza has been partially paralyzed, marking the first polio case in the region in 25 years. At the Deaf Shooting Championship in Hanover, Germany, India secured a total of 4 medals, including 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. Anuya Prasad won gold in women's 10-meter air pistol event. Abhinav Deshwal earned silver in the men's 10-meter air pistol, while the trio of Abhinav Deshwal, Shubham Vashisht and Chetan Sapkal clinched silver in the men's 10-meter air pistol team event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.